God of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire. Your blood-bought gift, today we claim. Send the fire today. You're God of Elijah, hear our cry, send the fire and make us fit to live or die. Send the fire today to burn up every trace of sin, to bring the light and glory in. The revolution now begins. Send the fire today. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire today. We want for fire, we plead, send the fire. The fire will meet our every need. Send the fire today for strength to always do what's right, for grace to conquer in this fight, for power to walk the world in white. Send the fire today. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire today. Send your fire.
Thank you, Lord. You know where the fire is in you. God's going to send you, amen. As soon as you walk out of this place, you've got the Holy Ghost fire on the inside of you. Darius is going to come up. He'd like to share a scripture with us. Is that okay, Darius? Use that handheld mic there. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This morning, saints of God, I would like to read out of God's Word, Psalms chapter 99 out of the NIV. And it says, "The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name, for he is holy. The king is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob, you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." Amen. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, even though you punished their misdeeds. Excuse me. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise on this morning. If you love him, give him praise. Shout hallelujah this morning. Whew. Glory be to God. How many of y'all are ready to eat the main course? Who's all ready for some meat and vegetables? Well, I'd like to introduce y'all to our pastor. He's going to give us the word. So why don't y'all stand up and give a hand clap for Pastor Jackson.
Praise the Lord. Praise him. Come on. We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. No, we're here to praise him. We ain't praising me. Thank you, Darius. You heard from God. I didn't call Wayne, but Wayne's got this because he's got the anointing of God. I've been singing. We would. We exalt thee.
Exalt thee.
Come on.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee.
Yes, God.
We exalt.
I adore him.
Lord,
adore yes, I do, Lord.
I adore him. I adore him. I adore him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We exalt your holy name, Jesus. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood, Jesus, that was shed. For the cleansing blood on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you today, Lord. We're here seeking your face, Lord, humbly before you today, Lord. We want to know you more. We want to know the heart of the Father, Jesus, just like you heard the Father speak, Lord. That's our cry today, Lord. Lord, not our will be done on this earth, but Lord, your will be done through us today, Lord. As a church, as a people, as a nation, as a country, Lord, we just pour out our hearts before you today, Father. Lord, take any stony heart out right now, Lord, and fill it with the heart of flesh. Lord, we repent for the works of our nation, Lord, that has, just like Moses, they rebelled against God. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness that's been shed abroad by the Holy Ghost in our hearts, so Lord, we can walk free, free from sin, and free from the effects of sin. And we worship you today, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Darius, for having that word. It's all about exalting Jesus. Jesus didn't come to do his own thing. He came to do the will of the Father. He came to seek and to save a lost people. We had lost our way. We had lost our way from the path of life ever since the transgression. And what we'll be talking about, we're going to be picking up today with what time we have, what time I keep you, still talking about God's true nature, his true character, who he is. God is love. You're lovely. Amen. God is love. I'll remind you of our scripture. We'll pick back up off, like I said, we just unhooked from the last time. And you can, I just want to thank God for all the ministry of helps for Kelsey putting our media, putting the media slide together. You know, you can, the best way to find all of our media, all of the messages is go to Word of Faith Worship Center. That's wofwc.org. And on that website, you can click our YouTube. It's a big, big channel that says YouTube. And you click that, and it'll take you to all the videos that we've done since we went live stream. And subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. And that what'll happen, anytime I put a video or a video goes live, it'll send you a notification. It don't cost you nothing. Usually when we say subscribe, we got to pay something. This is free. Amen. You just click the button. And when we get 100 subscriptions, I can have a custom name, because one of those names they give you, it's one of those geeky names. It's all kind of letters, but that's the easiest way to find us. You can search for Robert Jackson, or you can search for Jim Howard and find his YouTube. But if you get 100 subscriptions, they'll give you your own custom name. Amen? Just 100. We won't pass that. Amen? So pass it along. But thank you, Kelsey, for being a blessing. And information. We got events going on. Man, we're doing some things. We're helping people. We're serving God. So we're going to talk about God's true nature. And it seems like I never get past an introduction, but just bear with us. Amen. Until Jesus returns, he said, occupy. We're going to occupy till he comes. But this is a good nugget. I tore one of the pages out and took it to Whitman Park for my Victory magazine. But there's plenty more to come. I get two or three of them, so I can tear it up and take it here and there. But we got magazines out here. We got CDs out here. Take some and read it and leave it in. Take it to the dentist. Take it to the doctor and leave a good magazine. I ain't saying they don't have some good ones, but leave them some faith magazines. Put it on top. Put all that People magazine and Time magazine. Man, we ain't got much time. Jesus is coming. And we need to be busy about the Father's business. Amen. Not the world's business. So take them a Victory. We got a Victory. We got the Covenant magazine by Brother Jesse out here. But this is from Happy Caldwell. Pastor that's been preaching for over 40-some years and got wisdom. And it goes right along with God's true nature, but also about your giving. It ain't just money. Whatever you give to the Lord. CAVU, for anybody that wants to jot down some little acronyms, CAV as in victory, U, stands for ceiling and visibility unlimited. I like the unlimited. This is an acronym familiar to pilots. Now, I'm not a pilot, but I know some pilots. But it stands for ceiling and visibility unlimited. And Happy said, I came across this acronym recently when reading about our former U.S. President George H.W. Bush. He called himself a very blessed man, never wanting for anything from the time he was born until he became the 41st President of the United States. Now, when I read that, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I heard the Word of God. George W. Bush said he called himself a very blessed man, never wanting for anything from the time he was born. Now, until I got born again, I was lacking everything. But when I got born again, I shouldn't want for nothing, because Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Now, you got to tell yourself this, because you will be in lack until your unrenewed, your stinking thinking gets changed to what God thinks about you. This is His true nature. He loves you, He cares for you, and He has provided for us everything that we need to succeed down here. He hasn't changed His mind from the beginning. Amen. He's never changed His mind about us. He loves us unconditionally. George W. Bush said, he said CAVU represented his life. Ceiling visibility unlimited. It was the kind of weather we pilots wanted when we were to fly our planes off the carrier in the Pacific. We had little navigational equipment, so we wanted CAVU. When I heard that, Happy said, my spirit leapt. That's what we all need to do to succeed in our ministry, our callings, and our goals. Ceiling and visibility unlimited. And that's what God wants for you too. Amen? The Apostle Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency, look at here, of speech. I don't claim to say these words totally correct, Reed. I'm right in there with you, brother. Some of these names in the Bible, I just skip over. I say, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. He did that, she did that, because I ain't going to try to pronounce the word. But they're in there for a specific reason, amen? Some people can pronounce them. But Paul said, brethren, I came to you not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That'll preach till Jesus comes back. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. We exalt Thee. We're exalting God here at this church. And we're expecting manifestations of His Spirit. That means healing in your body, blessings in your finances. Why? Because God is faithful. He's faithful. Demonstrations of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. God's true nature. He got all the power you need. Help me with that song. What was that? He got all the power you need. I'm missing the beginning of it, but it'll come to me. Knowing Jesus is knowing the Father, because they are one. I'm not going to summarize everything, but you needed to hear that. I'm going to get, I don't need but one mic today, maybe. If people knew, and this is where God's going to send us, because we know, if people knew how good God is, they would love Him and live for Him, if they only knew. That in turn would solve all the problems of this world, God's unconditional love. But God has been so slandered, so misrepresented, did I say that right? That most people don't know him as the good God that he really is. There's one general that passed on. He was famous for saying, "Something good is going to happen today, to me today." That was Brother Oral Roberts. And he was on national wide TV, and people ridiculed him because he was expecting something good. Why did they persecute him? Because they didn't know God like he knew God. He had a personal relationship. He was healed from, what, tuberculosis when he was young? And the God, the good God that he found then, he started telling people about this healing Jesus. And guess what? Healing started manifesting. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing. If you tell them about the healer and preach about the healer, healing is going to manifest. Demonstrate. I'm not to demonstrate it. God demonstrates it. Because he's faithful to his word. And if you'll believe him, he'll be faithful to you. He'll manifest. Healing will manifest. Don't you give up. One of the biggest problems is religion's misuse of the law or sovereignty. You know, not mentioning names, but a lot of people came up for prayer last Sunday at that church. One of them, I know they're the pretty much elder of that church, been there since that church was established. He's having problems seeing, getting older, whether it be cataracts or just vision going weak. He came up there and I prayed and I spoke to those eyes. And I said, you're going to be seeing clear. And he said, in all God's timing, when he's ready. I said, it's time. So you got to take them from, no, we're not waiting until you get out the doors. We're talking about now is the time. And we agreed and prayed. And I just got to leave it at that. Jesus does the healing. But I got to demonstrate that now. Jesus said, I will to a leper be healed. He didn't say come back next Sunday, we're having a healing service. That's all right to come back and it's all right to have a healing service. But Jesus is the healer in your service. Healing should manifest. Amen. Amen. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. Amen. I know this healer. I know this deliverer. I know this Savior. I remember going to church as a kid, Wayne. Thank God Mama took me to church. But I was there looking for girls. I was there anything but looking for God. I was there looking for, when does he say amen? We get to go home, right? We get to go eat. I had friends that were Christians that, you know, I was hanging out with, and their dads and moms were Christians, and they knew we come from a bad place, from a divorce. And I would go home with some of them, and they took me out to eat. They took me to the Western Steer, and I got to for dessert, I had the double fudge brownie. And it didn't cost me. I didn't have no money. They didn't ask for no money. They asked, what do you want? Come on, they said, what do you want? And I said, really? I looked at my friend, really? I can have what I want. I had what I wanted, Tammy. They blessed me. They were showing me Jesus. They were showing me God's true nature. They didn't care about what I smelled like, what I looked like, what I came from. They wanted to see me have an experience with God. See, that was a family that I was missing, but God was trying to show me his true nature. Now, I'm not saying their families were perfect, but they were better than mine that I came out of. But see, God will help you. And they showed me a God of love. And as a kid, I remember learning about God. I went to Sunday school, and I had some ladies, they teach you crafts. I made the hanging basket, the pot you put in there. I couldn't do it now because I followed her and followed instructions. But I heard about God, but I never made a connection with God. I never knew him. And I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about me. I never knew him. I know him now. And I want you to know him. I want you to experience him. And so does he. But it takes seeking him with your whole heart. Amen? With your whole heart. God knows he wants us to have fun and enjoy things on this life, but he wants to be a part of it. He don't want to just be in the grandstand. He wants to be the grand in your life. Amen? Don't leave him up on the grandstands. Bring him into the moment. Bring him in. Let him maximize your moment. Amen? So we got to show people this good God that we serve. Not religion. People's had religion. They don't want no more of that. Say it. Here, wait a minute. We got to get you on tape. Got to get you on. Here, Wayne, come here. Grab this for Pastor. I've watched the live stream. I can't.
For the last 2 days, my right shoulder been hurting so bad I'd about cry. I came in here carrying it this morning, and the pastor laid his hand on it when I just mentioned my shoulder was hurting, and I felt that anointing sink in. And just while you was preaching there about the goodness of God, the pain left. It's just gone. Just went. Just left.
I think the healer's in the house. I think the healer's in the house. That's live stream. That's God manifesting. That's healing in the house. That's Jesus. That's Him manifesting. We're talking about how good God is. Now, you don't look for a feeling, but he was in pain, and he know it don't pain, it don't hurt no more. You stump your toe at night, it hurts, don't it? Well, quit saying all these other words and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And watch your toe quit throbbing, throbbing, throbbing. He cares. God cares. Jesus cares. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I mean, Pastor just told me, you know, I could see, he just mentioned, you know, why wait till the end of the service? You don't have to wait to be healed to go. You don't have to get saved coming to church. You go out there and you're going to see people and you're going to get them saved. Jesus is the Savior, but you're going to introduce them to Jesus. And you're going to see people get saved right before your eyes. You just got to step out there by faith. Step out there by faith and watch Jesus do a miracle right in your midst. Amen. These are the days that we're in. That's the days Jesus started when the fire fell. It's been falling ever since. Amen. It's fallen ever since. Thank you, Lord. Manifesting. God gets the glory. Religion won't bring you that. See, religion is about what you do for God, but a relationship is what Jesus did for you. And see, I didn't know that. I didn't have a relationship with God like I do now. And I wish I would have had it back then. Man, my grades could have been better, and I had pretty decent grades. But I had a purpose that I didn't know what it was. God had a purpose, but I didn't know Him, so I was without. I was like a pinball in a pinball machine, going from one bump to another, bumper, 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 bumper. And I'm pretty good at pinball. I'm pretty good at getting an extra ball. I'm pretty good at getting an extra game because I know how to play that game. You know how I learned to play pinball? This is bad. When my dad was drinking at the bar, he would give me quarters to play the pinball machine. What a relationship, Wayne. What a relationship. I knew more about pinball than I did my dad. That's sad, guys, but you know what? God was there. He was working and he was waiting. He had roadblocks set up for me because I wanted to go to some of these parties, but and fights would break out. I wanted to be, you know, Dad was a brawler. See, but that's the old spirit. That's the old devil want me to do the same thing Daddy did. Want me to follow that same trail Daddy did. But you know what? God was a good God, and His mercy, the fights would, I ended up going home, and the fights didn't start till after I got home. I was like, man, I missed a good fight. God had His hand on me. Because people were praying for me. And I look back now and I say, thank you, Jesus. Jim said, there's a couple things you're going to learn. Three words you're going to learn when you get in this Christian walk. You're going to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's confessing. I believe in my heart and I confess Jesus because He is doing something. I know Him now. I know His work. I know His voice. I know His goodness. Man, He's good. Amen. So we got to get past the religion. The law came by Moses. That was the Old Testament. It had to come. It had to be there. Sin had to be revived. We had to know what sin was so that we know what Jesus came to set us free from. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, happy day when Jesus came and took my sin away. The law wasn't inaccurate, but it was incomplete. It was incomplete. And if the law is not properly applied, it can give a wrong representation of God's true nature. That's right. If it's not applied correctly. Wayne knows if you sit on the front, you just get used as a teacher. Wayne's a teacher. And he can teach and teach and teach a certain subject. And until that student applies it into their life, they'll never learn anything. See, I went to school for many years. I didn't learn a lot. I didn't apply what I heard. I just was showing up to pass the test so I could go to the movie, go cruising, looking for girls, play football. I enjoyed playing football. But football is not going to bring the money home unless you make it to the NFL. And I didn't make it. Amen. But if you still make it to the NFL, you only got a certain amount of time. Your body can't go through all that torture. It is torture. But for so long, right? David was a mighty warrior, but there came a time when David had to lay his body down. And Solomon had to pick it up. And Solomon wasn't much of a fighter. He was a lover. Why? He had the wisdom of God, and he let God fight his battle. Now, David did some fighting. God was fighting. I'm talking about we're different, but God's the same, Wayne. God's the same, Jim. Let him fight the pain in your body. He's already defeated it, but you got to apply it. You've got to apply it, or you won't receive it. You got to apply it. He's got to become your healer, your savior, your friend, your brother, your mother. Amen. My kids have brought all kind of kids into my house. And when they came in, they're all one color. They're all one color. They're God's creation. I feed them, and I let them know about Jesus too. If you come into my house, you might catch me in my t-shirt and my shorts. My hair might be messed up. Before you leave, if you're a friend, you're going to know something about Jesus before you walk out that door. There's going to be the words going to be put in there somehow. In other words, it don't have to be King James. It's going to be, love you guys. We're praying for you tonight. Make sure you're home on time, but there's angels watching over you. See, that's preaching the word. You kids, we pray for kids sitting at our table with sneezing and allergies. Tell them about how good God is. Guys, we love you. If you're coughing, if you got some things during this time, stay home. Call us. We'll pray for you. Just be smart about all this stuff. We learned this growing up, didn't we? From the nurses in middle school and grammar school. Wash your hands, brush your teeth, put your deodorant on. If you don't feel good, stay home. Mama will write you a note. But one thing I didn't know, that Jesus paid the note of healing for me. So I didn't hear a lot of this when I was coming up in school. I did hear in Sunday school, but I never made that connection until about 22 years ago. And it just gets better and better. In this church, everything I'm seeing here is just getting better and better. Why? Because the time's getting closer and closer that Jesus is returning, and he's turning up the heat. I said he's turning up the heat. Amen. Turn it up, Lord. Put me on. Turn up that power. There's a power burner that you can get on some of these ranges. It'll shoot some gas out of there, and it'll cook something real quick. So, Lord, turn up the fire. Turn up the fire, Lord. Let us be that witness, Lord. We are that witness. Lord, give us that boldness that we need, Lord, and stretch forth your hand to heal. Behold their threatenings, Lord. Behold what they're doing, and stretch forth your hand to heal. See, behold their threatenings, Lord. Turn it over to him. Behold, Lord, what they're saying about my job, what they're saying about my benefits. Behold, Lord. But he is gracious and merciful. And he will make a way where you can't even see there was even going to be a way. Amen. And he'll cover up your path. He'll take care of your enemies. When the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood. Come on. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Jesus is the standard. That's what the law was, a standard that we couldn't meet. Jesus was the fulfillment of that law. This is God's true nature. The old covenant, the law was not God's true nature. It wasn't inaccurate, but it was incomplete. And if the law is not properly applied, it can give a wrong representation of the true nature of God. I've learned this through the years, and I don't know it all. I'm still learning. But I know the teacher. I got one here. I got one over here. There's a lot of teachers in here, but the greatest teacher that ever walked the earth lives on the inside of you. If you're born again, he's the Holy Ghost. He's the teacher of the church. Amen. And he'll teach you things. It's called on-the-job training. Amen. Jim knows. I didn't know hardly anything about audio and video when I came in, but you know what? I was willing to do what my pastor needed done. And God will anoint you to do what needs to get done. Amen. And you might not be the... Leslie, his daughter, was not led to be the praise and worship leader there. But she did it because nobody else was kind of walking in and meeting that criteria. But she did it, and she did it faithfully. And you ought to see how her children and children's children are being blessed in the earth. I just seen some of her miracle testimonies of one of her, one of your grandsons. Great-grandson. Yeah. Pick up that mic and briefly tell what he was dealing with, Jim, and what faith in the Word of God will do.
Okay, well, are we on?
Might have to unmute that.
Might have to unmute this mic.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't hear that.
I can do like Dave.
There you
can,
go.
Yeah, tap on that thing, maybe it'll work. One of my great-grandsons, Leslie's grandson, great-grandson of mine, Leslie's grandson, Jason, Jordan's son,
mm-hmm.
one of the four.
He
was diagnosed early on with, I think it's Pernice. It was a disease, but it affects the hips and so forth. And the doctors told him that they gave him some crutches and told him he'd be on crutches the rest of his life. I think he was about 12 years old then, I think, is when he got that diagnosis. But he was in a family that believed in having a faith, being raised in a faith environment.
Atmosphere.
And a faith atmosphere. And he had seen it. He had seen it in his relatives and all that, that God still heals. He saw the true nature of God.
Praise
the people
God.
Around him. Heard it preached at mm-hmm. the churches he went to. So he walked around on those crutches for a while, but not for long. And then they were carrying some trash out or something one day, and he just declared
suddenly
that, and he threw his crutches in the dumpster and said, "I'm not going to need them anymore."
Uh-huh.
And fortunately, he was raised in a family also that his parents let him do whatever he felt like doing. Even though the doctor said, "Don't do that. If you felt like running and jumping, run and jump." Instead of saying, "Oh, no, you're going to." And there's a time for wisdom about things, you understand.
Amen.
But that little kid heard from God, I know, and he said, "I'm healed. I don't need these things." And so now he's, what is he, about 16. 16, yeah. And for the last few years, he's played football. And he's great at all of them. Plays soccer. He's shorter than all the rest of the kids because what he had kind of stunted his growth for a while there. And wrestling, and he had a good coach that looked at his size and said, "You need to go out for wrestling because in that sport you compete based on your weight, not on your age." And he was a good bit smaller than kids his age. But now he's playing football against kids his age. And you can see he's the shortest one on the field. But he's the fastest and the toughest one, too. He understood that God is in the healing business, and he took him some of it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. See, it pays to know the true nature of God. Now, there was a boy that was 12 years old. Had he been around a different atmosphere, could have stayed on, be on disability all his life. But God. But God. God's love, God's capacity to love is so much deeper than what we have. His capacity and his compassion. But see, we've got that same spirit. It's just our old mind and our old flesh tries to, this old religion, that old time religion. Nothing wrong with religion as long as it's not the old time religion. I want the true nature. I want the whole Bible. Don't say skip that chapter. No, we need to read that chapter. This whole counsel of God. Amen? God's true nature. Thank you, Jesus, for these testimonies. Jesus was that perfect representation of God. That's Hebrews 1:3. Of course, Jesus did not. Now, he was persecuted. They called him all kind of names. Half Jew, Samaritan. But he never broke the law. I like to say he was under the law, but he was full of grace. He was under the law. Whose law was that? It was God's law. But he was full of grace. God's power. You couldn't get Jesus on a bad day. Man, his bad day, he would turn it into the greatest day. Amen. He is the only one who ever truly kept that law. But the mercy and grace Jesus extended toward people was radically different than that eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth of the Old Testament law. Why? Because of grace. He was full of grace. Jesus, remember, at one time he forgave a woman whom the law condemned to death. Jesus ate in fellowship with publicans and sinners. which the legalistic Jews of his day would not do. Jesus touched the untouchable and loved the unlovable. He showed us grace and mercy, which the Old Testament law did not do. So a wrong understanding of that Old Testament law leads to a misunderstanding of the true nature of God. Now, me personally, my wife, she loves to decorate. Women, they're good at that. They decorate. But we took the Ten Commandments down. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. And we hung up a new sign. It just talks about the goodness of God. Jesus is the healer. Jesus our Savior. It's just good words. Because I know now that the Old Testament law has been fulfilled. Now, there's two laws I would hang up there. Love God, the Lord your God, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love others. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what I would hang on my wall now, because every time you look at that law, you're going to come up short. You got to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. That's how you overcome in this world. Because if you look at that law is going to look at you and say, you ain't worthy, you'll never make it. That's what it was given for. It was given to drive you to a Savior, to Jesus. I didn't know that. I was taught, man, the law, man, them tattoos are bad on your body. Them tattoos, man, you got tattoos, you're going to go to hell. You're going down to the bar drinking, you're going to go to hell. What sends me to hell is not knowing Jesus. But Jesus will take care of your drinking problem. Jesus will take care of any problem you got. So don't look on the outside. God's looking on the inside. He's going to change the outside. I don't care if you got a tattoo. If you got Jesus, your body's going to be changed one day. It ain't going to be there. It's going to be changed. So you better enjoy it while it's here. But you better love God while he's near. Amen. He's near. He's here. And you understand what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that's got tattoos, all kind of bad things they've done with their bodies. But once you come to Jesus, your spirit gets changed. Don't focus on the body. Now you got a testimony. This is what I did when I was ignorant. Now, some of the tattoos, you know, my papa had an anchor because he was in the military. I'm talking about God's true nature. He looks past all that stuff, and he's looking at your heart. Man, if you want to start blaming people, look at King David. All the mess he did, God still loved him through it all. Amen? But he still reaped a lot of stuff he sowed. It ain't good. See, grace doesn't give you a license to sin. It gives you the ability to not want to sin. That's what grace does. It changes your want to. I don't want to do that no more. Why? I love God. See, you got to make, what's this going to do to God? Not my parents, not mom, not dad. Now, if mom and dad serving God, you need to listen to them because they're God to you. But still, you got to bring it down to a personal relationship. I want to know you, God, like my daddy does, like my mama does. Because, see, until you make that connection, Wayne's faith in Jesus ain't going to get me to heaven. It ain't going to get me to glory. It ain't going to change my life. It's when I bring it down to me. Jesus, you died for me. Jesus, you delivered me from this for me. And then it's not about you anymore. Now you start praying for other people. And you get born again, and you start praying for others to meet this Jesus. See, this is God's true nature. He's looking for godly seed in the earth to pass on the tradition. That tradition is passing on the good nature of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we was down to one media team. We're up to two now, Reed. Called into Calvary back there. Thank you, Jesus. So a wrong understanding of the Old Testament law can lead to a misunderstanding of the true nature of our Father. You see, I talk about my life because I've experienced it. Amen. And I talk about my dad because there's a lot of families out there that's in the same situation that I'm in or that I was in. See, daddy had friends, and when we would go, I get around those friends, they didn't talk about daddy the way I knew daddy. They talked about, man, he's good. Man, he gives them things, and he buys their beers for them, and he takes them out to lunch. But when daddy come home, mama didn't get none of his money. Mama had to feed me. Mama had to work. But Daddy, but see, they didn't see the same dad that I saw. They didn't see the dad that came home drunk and broke my guitar and threw everything out on the front porch, and I had to ride the bus and come home from school, and people would be like, you know, man, see all stuff out in your front yard. Man, that's humiliating to a kid. You just kind of crawl in. You just go inside because, you know, how do you explain that being in the second, third grade? You can't explain it. But I can help you now. The devil, not having a relationship with God, will lead you in darkness. But thank God, Dad didn't determine my future. Jesus did. Amen. Jesus determines your future, not your situation. Get out. Quit blaming other people for where you are. I ain't blaming Dad. I'm just telling you, people didn't know Dad like I knew him. I got to tell people about God. They don't know God like I know him, but I got to show them. I got to show them the truth. See, they didn't know the truth about Daddy, and we were too scared to tell them the truth. Why? Because he burned down houses. He come in and beat you up. You know, your son, daughter, it don't matter. He whip you, beat you, abuse you. That's fear. That's what we lived under. Not no more. I am free. Amen. I'm free. I can't even remember a lot of the bad stuff. Why? Because I choose not to. Now, the devil wants you to remember everything bad that's happened to you. Forget it. Jesus loves you. It's forgiven. Now, get cleansed underneath the word. Get in his word and let him cleanse you and deliver you and set you free. Amen. He has cleansed you and washed you by his blood and by his word. Amen. It's a new day. When you get born again, it's a new day. New mercies every day. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I prayed for my dad. I prayed that he knew Jesus. Because if he was on his, he had a massive heart attack, died alone. Wayne died out there he was living with a woman. That ain't right. That ain't right in God's sight. It's not right to live with a woman. If you're going to live with her, marry her. Then live with her. Amen? That's what the Bible says. And then God can manifest his blessings in your life. Look what happened when they rebelled against Moses. It brought death in the camp. The devil's out to and destroy. Not God. He's the author of life. But if you walk out of light, the only thing you got left is darkness. God hasn't left. He's there. But he can't manifest in that darkness unless you give him an inroad. Amen. Give him the right of way. Amen. Give him yield to him and let him fill you with his blessings and goodness every day. It gets better every day, man. God is good. You know, my aunt, she actually encouraged me. She said she caught one of our live feeds, and I'm like, oh, Lord, what was I talking about? But she said, I heard you talking about your mama. It was good things. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Mama don't have Wi-Fi, but Aunt Willene does. That's her sister. So they're on the phone talking. So I got to be careful. I got to be careful, make sure I'm speaking good things. Amen. Now, some bad things happen, but I'll turn it into something good, right? That's what God did. I was bad, but he turned me into something good. Amen? It's God's goodness in me that makes me good. It's his holiness that makes me holy, not me. It's not my filthy rags. It's God's goodness. Amen? And he does the same thing for you. You just got to let him do it. See, most people believe God gave the law to show us what we needed to do to get it right. Some people think God gave that law so you could get it right. But the law was never intended to bring us into a relationship with God. Never was intended to bring us to that relationship. It was intended to show us our sin and our need for a holy God. I need that relationship back. I need that garden experience back. Amen? It was given to show us how unholy we were without him. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing right. I'll just go ahead and add a word. You can do something, but it won't work out right. It might seem it's working good there for a while, but you're coming to, remember the old coyote? Beep, 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 trying to take that roadrunner out. It's going to fail. It's going to fail. Why? Because the roadrunner knows Jesus. Amen. He is a born-again roadrunner. The coyote is, he's of the devil. He's trying to take him out. Beep, beep. It ain't going to happen. I don't care all the TNT the devil's got. If you're born again, Jesus on your side, if you know who you are in Christ, you'll avoid every pitfall of acme. Thank you, Lord. acts of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, where are we going with this? I ain't never talked about the Roadrunner and the Coyote. Wiley Coyote. That's his first name. Wiley. Wiley. Don't you ever learn. The wiles of the devil. There you go. He got his name justfully. So, the law was intended to show us our sin and our need for a Savior, our need for God. It was given to show us how unholy we were, so we would despair of trying to earn this salvation and just receive it, like you received your healing this morning. He just got in agreement and received. 22 years ago, my wife was crying out in our room, in our home, talking about, and she felt a hand on her shoulder. I might have told you this, guys. She felt the hand of God. And you know what he did? He didn't just move the mountain. He didn't just cause a great, mighty thing going on in our house. You know what he said? He said, my child, I am here. Pick up the book. Pick up the book. You want to know God's true nature? How many chapters we got here, Jim? How many? 60 books? 66 books and a lot of verses. The old and the new. Kids, guys, read the book and let it read you. In other words, that small, still voice when you put down the book and it speaks. Go to Walmart. There's a guy there that needs Jesus. There'll be a word like that. Say what? Just obey and watch God save somebody right in front of your eyes. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. I remember when me and Sherry first got born again, got saved, and we wasn't blessed with a vacation at the beach. We were in debt. We owed, and the bank knew we owed. They knew us by name, number, address. We was in debt, but we would love to go on vacation. And you know those condos they'll call? Hey, we got a 5-night, 3-day, 2-night free stay at North Myrtle Beach. But see, I got born again, and I learned an anointed word. No. I used to say yes all the time, but this time I said yes, yes, we'll take that. Why? Because we didn't have no money, we didn't have a place to stay, but this was going to be free. And I got my wife, I said, you know what, we're going to take this. And when we got, I know we got to go through that 3 or 4 hour promotion, and then we're going to say, no, thank you. So we went, and we had a 3-night, 2-day, and they fed us at one of the steakhouses, and we were full. Man, we came out, we was full, Tammy, and I came out with, I couldn't put down the dessert. I think it was one of them big muffins, big oat bran muffins. And it was a big one. So I wrapped it up in a napkin. I'm going to eat this later at the motel room. Why? I ain't got no money. We on their money. Spending their time on their money. Hey, praise God. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Now, I'm not saying that company is wicked, but you know what? I don't have to get in debt to be blessed. I got out of debt because of the blessing. That'll preach right there. That's called covenant. Reverse osmosis. You give to get out of debt. Come on, you give to God. You don't give to the world. You give to God. You give to people that God tells you to give to. Next thing you know, he gets you out of debt because he knows he can trust you now. So I came out, and I was happy. We got into, I don't know what car we got into, kids. I don't think we had but 2 or 3 back then. Sherry could tell the rest of the story. But as we're going back to our motel, I see this lady, and she looks countenance. You can tell people they're in a bad place. Poor, needy, either on drugs. I don't know. But I stopped. And all I've been thinking about is I've been reading this word and letting it read me. I don't know much. I'm just an old baby Christian with my diapers on and learning. But I don't even know if I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking tongues yet. But I got the Holy Ghost. And he's got a hold on me. And as I took that, I guess I just read how that Jesus fed the multitudes. But I just feel like she's hungry. I don't have nothing to offer her but this big old muffin I got that I was going to eat later. But you know what? To me, man, that's the meal right there, brother. This was a sacrifice. It's better to be obedient. It's better than sacrifice. But today it was a sacrifice. And I rolled down my window and I said, ma'am, and I can see her to this day, kind of black hair, long black hair. I said, ma'am, Jesus loves you. And I don't have a whole lot, but such as I have given to thee, and I spoke the word, such as I have given to thee, in the name of Jesus, just take this muffin and be blessed with it. See, that might be a little thing to you, but to me that was a big thing. I wanted to give somebody. I got blessed with this meal, and I wanted to bless her. And we went halfway down a little bit, and I felt like I needed to go back and say something. So me and Sherry, we agreed. She was gone. She was gone. Now, until this day, I don't know, but the Bible says when you've done good, sometimes you've ministered to angels unaware. See, that's how God will test you with what you believe, is he might bring an angel to see if you'll step out by faith and be a blessing to somebody, help somebody. And when you've done that, sometimes he sent an angel there just to test your faith, just to see if you'll, he's training you. God's training us. And I don't know. Me and Sherry to this day, I just say, well, Lord, I'll know by and by if that was one of your angels. But I stepped out by faith. I just heard that word, stop and be a blessing to her. So just listen to that small, still voice. It might just be a banana nut muffin, but it's the word of God. That somebody believes that you care for them can change a whole. That person could have been thinking, you know what? Nobody cares for me. I think I'll just go in here and pop some pills and just commit suicide. But you can have made that difference just to show that you cared. And Jesus, get the name Jesus on that spot. There's power in that name of Jesus. There's power. Y'all heard Ruthie give a testimony about that anointed oil, right? She knows the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You guys okay? You comfortable? You need to stand up and you need to stretch a little bit? See, y'all set me loose. Y'all set me free last week, so I got to come back. Did y'all get out? Reed, you let them out early last week? You don't know what early. Don't you answer that question? Then we'll put a time on what early is. Say we don't want to confuse the congregation here. Don't think there's a time limit. What was we talking about? CAVU, ceiling and visibility, unlimited. So we need to give God our unlimited time today. Amen. He's speaking to you. Amen. He's showing you things. This true nature of God. It's a free gift by faith. Grace, it was to turn us from self-righteousness to a faith righteousness. This is what the law was. That could come through, the law was given so it would bring us to our knees. To say, Lord, I need help. And Romans 10:3-4 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ, need to hear this, for Jesus Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, here's your part, to everyone that believes. That's God's true nature. Believe on Jesus. How do I make it to heaven, Lord? How does my life matter, Lord? What's going to make it, what matters to me to make it matter to you, God? He says, believe on Jesus. Believe on my son. Believe on him. And the works that he did, believe on him, not your righteousness, but his righteousness. And if you'll believe on that, and that makes your whole goal is, Lord, I'm going to do the best I can to believe your word. Amen. And I kind of like what, I never really settled to this. Brother Happy said this, I was listening to him on the radio. And surround yourself, let the word get in your ears, keep it before your eyes, in your ears, the good word. Those, you'll hear this good nature of God that, and this was something that was said, and I've acted on it a couple times myself, but found out it's not God's perfect will. You don't want to do something in fear. In other words, you don't feel like you need to do it, you're in fear to do it, but do it anyway. Do it in fear, and faith will overcome. No, that is a spirit of fear. You got to watch that. You got to watch that. And sometimes, new in the faith, I was learning, you know, I want to bless people, and words of knowledge will come. But sometimes God doesn't give you a pain to let you know Jim has a pain in his shoulder. He's not going to give you pain. He's going to give you a word of, he'll give you a knowing. Pray for Jim. Pray for Tammy. Something's going on. He might say it specifically. He doesn't have to hurt you. That's not the gift. That's not the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew. He saw. He knew. He heard. He didn't feel pain in his body. He didn't feel blindness to go lay hands and speak healing to somebody that's blind. That's not God. You got to watch because the devil will get into that stuff. It'll mess with your mind and your body. Next thing you know, something's got a hold on you. Well, I thought God was giving me this pain so I could pray for somebody that had pain. No. Jesus gave you his word. Be healed. Be whole. Shut up, devil. Come out. Amen. You don't talk to the devil. You don't have conversations with the devil. You have conversations with God. Amen. You spend time in the word and God. Now, all these different religions, you might want to know a little bit, but if you know Jesus, you won't fall for all that junk. Brother Randall Greer would say junk, bunk, and hogwash. Somewhere, something like that. Amen. I'm just trying to keep you knowing God's true nature. He will speak to you by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have. Separate from me. Separate. He spoke. He speaks. God speaks. He can give you dreams and visions in the night. If your mind's so caught up on other stuff, he'll speak to you when you get still. Be still. And know that I am God. See, a lot of people is waiting for an earthquake or a tornado. See, I used to pray. I used to pray those stupid prayers. Lord, you know I got this crush on this girl at school. She lives over here on such and such street. Lord, just cause an earthquake, Lord. Just a shifting of the earth. And Lord, just let her move right beside me. Stupid prayer. But I believed in a God that could do it. That's just the wrong prayer to pray. That's the lust of the flesh. Wanting to do stupid stuff. Now, God stopped the sun at one time. Why? So Joshua could win. Was it Joshua? Could win a battle. See, that's the correct way to pray. That's God's true nature. Now, he knows you'll get the girl when it's time. You don't need this girl right now, boy. No, not causing an earthquake. Stupid. But my heart was right. My head was just all messed up. That's what religion will do, won't it, Jim? Religion will mess your head up. But if your heart's right, God can work with your heart. He'll work with your heart. He'll keep working at your heart. He'll keep sending people across your path, telling you how good you are. How good you are in Christ. Amen? We're coming to a close. I'm finding a, as the pilots would say, I'm circling. I'm finding a landing. I'm waiting for it to clear, Wayne. There's still a little bit of fog out here. The favor of God. I don't want to bring it in too soon. There's a favor of God out here. Amen. Somebody's getting favor right now. You think I just said that, baby, saying it. Somebody's getting favor. You've got favor with God. Wayne, has that position been met yet? That position, that teaching position? In Jesus' name it has. The favor of God, Wayne, the favor of God, in the name of Jesus, it's done. Lord, thank you right now that position's filled, right? It needs to be filled, right? Needs to be filled in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tie up the loose ends. Tie it up right now. Done in the name of Jesus. Favor of God. I believe. God knows the person that needs to be right there, right now, in Jesus' name. See, that's how we win. Is we say, God, we believe now. Faith is now, Terry. Faith is now. You know what I saw this morning? I saw you worshiping God. That's what you love, worshiping God. It's in your heart. It's in your DNA. And it was in your brother Jeff too, amen? And it's in you. So don't let the devil blow it out. You keep singing. You keep praising. You keep worshiping. You keep speaking over those family. You keep speaking over those kids. Keep fixing those cars. But you come into a day, Lord, I ain't going to need to fix them no more. They ain't going to get broke in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep speaking. Keep covering them, Terry. You keep loving them and keep covering them. Amen. That they would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Your children will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. That means they're going to live, Terry. They're going to live and see God's goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about a great, great, mighty work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I ain't talking about information. We're talking about revelation. That God reveal himself to them. When they make that turn, boom, there it is. Thank you. All those prayers, suddenly. Suddenly. Thank you, Jesus. A couple things I want you to consider before we unhook today. Some of the things the scripture says about the law. The law strengthens sin. That's 1 Corinthians 15:56. You ain't got to pull it up. Just make a mental note if you jot it down. The law is a ministry of death and condemnation. Talking about not just the Ten Commandments. there's a bunch of them laws, about over 300, right, Jim? Pretty close. There's a bunch of laws. The law is a ministry of death and condemnation, that's 2 Corinthians 3 and 7 and 9. The law gave guilt and knowledge of sin, not salvation. Now, mama's law and God's law can be grace and truth. I just need to plug that in there. You understand what I'm saying? God's law is the law was given because God loves us. And he wants to see without him, you're going to fail. You're going to come up short. Now, if mama says be home at 11, that's mama's law, but that's God's love. Amen. That's God's protecting you. That's a law you need to wear it on your T-shirt. Amen. Front and back. Because, amen, I'm raising kids. I'm just telling you, I was a kid and I'm raising kids. That law, that curfew, that be home by such and such time is there to protect you. And do you respect that? See, because if you don't listen to your parent, you ain't going to listen to God. So, but it's not about listening to your parents. It's about loving God. If you love God, you'll listen to your parents. So you got to make loving God your priority. If you love God, you'll love your parents. You'll love your teachers. You'll love people. Amen. You will. Believe me, I'm telling you. The law gave guilt and knowledge of sin, not salvation. That's Romans 3, 19 through 20, talking about the scripture, what it says about the law. Some things. The law made sin come alive, and it killed us. That's Romans 7, 9. And the law magnified sin and produced hopelessness. And this is what we don't want to do. Go out here and tell people, we see they're messing up. We see they're in sin. Well, you know why. Don't go down there. You know why you're in this state. No. You know what you need? You need Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know he can change this situation? All he asks is you just believe in him and believe that he has a good plan for you. See, don't tell them all their sin. Don't tell them. They know all that. I knew all that. I just needed, how do I get out? How do I get off of this boat that's sinking? See, they need an answer. They know what they're doing. They just need to know that God is for you. See, the law won't do that. It brings hopelessness. So why would God give us something with all these negative effects? We're talking about to know God's true nature, you got to know what his nature is not. Amen? Why would God give us something with all these negative effects? It was because we were already beaten by sin and we didn't know it. Before we could be motivated to receive God's gift of salvation by grace through faith in a Savior, we need to be convinced that we couldn't save ourselves. Needed a Savior. So the Lord revealed the standard of holiness, which is the law. He revealed it, and he wrote it on tablets for Moses to take it to a people that what? Were already worshiping a god of gold again, and Moses just broke the tablets. What is one of them? Be angry and sin not. Moses broke his own law, broke God's own law, one of them. Be angry and sin not. Don't break something. God wrote that. Moses had a problem. He had an anger problem. Did God get rid of the pastor? Y'all supposed to say, no. Moses had a problem with people. He had over, 2 or 3 million people. He was pastor now. He went from sheep to people. You better give him some grace. I'm still working on appliances, but I'd rather work on people. Them appliances, you know, they don't complain. They don't whine or beg or they don't have an opinion. They just break. They work and break, and I fix them. But I tell you what, people got problems. But you know what? God sent me to fix them. To help. I'm not the fixer. His word, I'm just here to demonstrate his love and his grace. Amen. So don't get hard at Moses for breaking those tablets, man. He was just overwhelmed with a lot of people's problems. Amen. He was on the mountain worshiping God for 40 days. Man, his face was covered in the glory of God. And he came down, and what did he see? People worshiping a golden calf. And his brother, by all means, his brother of all these years, I don't know, Moses. I just threw the gold in there, and then out came a calf. Not too smart. Wrong answer. Wait. Samantha wants to say something before closing. Okay. Okay. Yes. So, I got a brother, and he's smarter than me, Larry. He knows, but I'm smarter on some things than he is. See, here's the key. God knows it all. You don't. Vicky knows some. Jim knows some. Robert knows some. Thank you, Teresa. Brain freeze. Teresa knows some. See, God takes his spirit, his wisdom, and he puts it in different people.
Yeah.
Why, Jim? Because he wants us to come together.
Right.
He wants us to gather together because that's where there's power. It's when we come together. Somebody plays, somebody sings, somebody prays, somebody speaks with a tongue, somebody gives an interpretation of the song, and what happens? God gets glorified.
Amen.
Come on, God gets glorified. People are missing. Gifts are missing. The pieces of the puzzle are missing. So we keep worshiping God. We keep praising God. And all of a sudden, they show up. They show up. They might have an attitude. They might sit in your pew. They might, oh, man, that's my anointed pew. Why have you been sitting there? You've been anointing it for that person. Give it up. Religion. Stained glass window's got somebody's name on it. God's wrote your name in heaven. He's got a place, a mansion for you. Now, are you going to get mad at that glass? There's not enough glasses for your grandma? Or are you going to just worship God, the creator of heaven and earth? Amen. See, we've got to watch these little things that can keep us from that personal relationship and from that manifestation of his glory that God wants to do every day, every second of the day. Amen. Samantha, you got something you'd like to share? You're okay with the microphone, ain't you? Okay, because we want to hear. The world wants to hear. Let me find it. You want to come up here or back here? Okay. See, we bring it to you.
Cash.
So I'm just going to start out. I'm not very good with public speaking, but we're going to do this. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, whenever I was here and we had our guest speaker, you know, something changed for me. And my plan was, you know, I'm going to have my dad pulled aside and I'm going to tell him this because, you know, I feel like it'd be nice for him to hear and we could just have that conversation. But something's been telling me today, like, I need to share this
praise
with
God.
Everyone because, you know, I need to spread the word, not be scared to admit it. So, you know, those 2 weeks ago with that public speaker, I mean, not public speaker, the guest speaker, sorry. You know, he was talking about stuff, and it was a weird feeling that I related to it, and it was just, like, almost exactly what I needed to hear.
Praise God.
And something just, it clicked. And, you know, something changed that day, and ever since then, I've just felt this constant warm hug. You know, these past 2.5 months, I've been in a very dark place.
Praise you, Jesus.
And, sorry.
Thank you, Lord. That's fine.
And I was in this dark room, and I was so alone and cold.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks ago, that changed.
Praise
a door
Jesus.
Appeared,
hallelujah.
And I left that room.
Hallelujah.
And I'm never going back.
Amen. Glory to God.
And I'm so happy.
Hallelujah.
And so much has changed. There's so much less worry in my life. I don't have to worry about all these stupid things, people judging me, me not
That's
liking
right.
something about myself.
Thank
because,
you.
You know, I love myself and I love everyone else.
Hey.
And God loves me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And I thought I was stuck. And mm-hmm. I'm not stuck. I'm
Amen.
Out.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. That's called the Exodus. You have exited Egypt. You know where you are? You are in your promised land. Hallelujah. Can we pray for you? Come up here. Because I remember as a kid, do I have to go up? I don't want to go to the front. But you know, when you come to the front, you're just publicly confessing, Samantha, you know what? I am worthy. Jesus made me worthy. And he says, when you do this before men, he says, Jesus said, I'm gonna confess all these things to the Father. He's going to say, look, Father, look at Samantha. She just gave glory to us. She came out of darkness. She came out of darkness. So, Father, we just thank you for Samantha, Lord. We thank you right now. And you've given your life to Jesus, right, Samantha? You know what? He says, thank you for trusting me. Not the world. Don't look to the world for your blessing. Don't look to the world for your to tell you who you are. Don't look to your Father to tell you who you are. You look to Father God who says you are blessed. And you are free. free to be who you are in Christ, free to love and love people. So, Satan, we give you great pleasure to tell you today you're under Samantha's feet forever. Now, that doesn't mean he ain't going to come back. The old devil, you know his voice. It's a dark voice. And it's a voice, you know what Jesus said, tell him to shut up. So, Father, we just release our faith with Samantha today, her confession to you, Lord. And we just call her completely free right there. There's some more chains being set free right there, Samantha. No more religion. You've got a relationship with Jesus. And it's going to carry you to places that you've had in your heart for many, many years. 2 weeks ago was when it started. It actually started 2,000 years ago. There's a lot of twos that God's going to work in your life because you said yes to Jesus. So, Father, we just anoint Samantha right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this fresh anointing right now, Lord. For this heart, Lord, that's on fire for you. That fire we talked about, Lord, is on the inside. And, Father, we just anoint her with that fresh fire from heaven. Lord, never again, Lord, will she listen to that voice of the enemy. Because, Lord, the enemy came in like a flood. But, Lord, your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, rose a standard against.